My Chevelle blocked the porn sites. You heard souls coming.
Oh! Yeah, if I was British, that's my name, Saul Cummings. Saul Cummings.
What are those lyrics? What was that rap?
Something about Christ-like. You're a pagan.
I think it's actually, no, it's Jenna Mind Tricks. Hold on the mic tight when it's time for a mic fight. You're a pagan trying to battle someone who's twice nice. Either twice nice or Christ-like, but I'm pretty sure it's one of them. Oh. It's hip-hop lyrics. It's from Hologram. What's his name? Vinny Paz from Jedi Mind Tricks. It's an underground hip hop crew.
Jedi Mind Tricks.
Oh. It's a hip hop crew I used to listen to way back in the days.
Where are they from?
You're like a rapper, eh?
I used to be like a rapper, like proper rapper.
I still can't fathom that, bro.
I used to battle rapper, but rapper.
Yeah. Do you remember like your last battle?
Like, I remember some battles, like random battles. I can't remember. Funny enough, I don't remember my last battle.
Yeah.
You know, because it wasn't like, yeah, this is my last battle. It was like a red carpet rolling out. This is me bowing out now. You know what I mean? No, it doesn't work like that. I can't remember. But were you
feared in the ciphers?
I was. I remember my name was Savage, right?
Ooh. Savage.
Yes.
Yeah, 21 Savage.
Yeah, before 21 Savage.
Yeah,
he was probably 12 then. And
12 Savage.
Yeah. And there was another rapper called Savage.
Yeah.
From Springs, Guatem or something, part of Red Ants.
Yeah.
And I was in high school and he had just matriculated. I was in like grade 10 and we had to battle for the name.
Ooh. And you won the battle.
I murdered him. But he had some fan base there that didn't want to admit that I had murdered him. Yeah. But I killed him like I did. And he was a fucking proper rapper. He was a good rapper.
And you battled Questa or Reason?
No, Reason. I battled Reason.
At
Monaco. I killed him. Battled Reason at Monaco. It was a Willard's Chips competition. I remember.
Salt Alkaline.
Yeah, dog. Battled Reason. He was still signed to what's this record label? Outrageous Records. Yes. I remember. The guy who won that battle is Navio. I remember Navio a few years ago. He had some music playing on Channel O.
Oh.
He's from, literally, a rapper from Angola.
Yeah.
But one of the Portuguese countries. Navio.
Okay, because God's Lady was a rapper as well. Let's bust a freestyle right now.
Come on. I freestyled before on
the
show.
Okay, cool. Let me freestyle.
You're going to freestyle.
I'll start. And then whatever I say last, she'll carry on. And then it goes to you. And then what?
Oh guys, my word. Life really? Is there? I can't need, man.
Come, let's go.
Need.
Let's go. All right.
I'm not
give me,
even.
Give me a word. Give me a word. Laptop. Fire.
Fire.
Fire. All right. Chilling on this chair. No. You're confusing me.
Okay. A cappella.
A cappella. Okay. Chilling on this mic. Yeah, that's right. They call me Mac because I come with that fire all night.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ah, Ghost Lady, go!
Ah, no way! Not today.
Okay, I'll pass to you. I'll pass to you.
2 a.m.
Oh, gosh. She said, no ways. I'm a professional at administering pain. Call me pro pain. Scientific, pro slain. Slay rappers, I can't explain. I'm like an EG, no need to go on, etc. No need to flow on, I flow on, whatever. Fuck.
So on and on.
Every time, man. You know? Ish. Mesh, cut that one out.
Enough, but ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So the punishes,
Vandalize. Who is vandalize? Yeah. That he brings fire all night. I heard that rap. I'm like, what? What kind of vandalize is that?
You're not vandalize.
Hey, it's vandalizing again. Ghost Ladies, yeah.
Ghost Ladies, yeah. Silent Killer.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Silent Killer.
Yeah.
Because you're Anonyma.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, so Saul, we saw you chatting to Black Coffee. Hey, good night, yeah.
Oh,
on a WhatsApp basis. Hey?
And he hasn't changed his number. Like, someone called me. And, it, you know, like, I get a call. I'm like, how? Natty, Black Coffee. Literally, I had this number for a while. Like, way back.
So he called you?
No, like, we were talking about something else. And then I was like, dude, can we just iron out that whole thing? Like, what do you mean by you're not going to play Osama? Right?
So you hit him up in the DMs? Or he called you first?
No. He called me, but about something else.
Oh.
Then I said, can we, like, iron out this whole thing, this Osama thing? Because he sent out a tweet, and he said, Osama, what a fire song.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then, because we'd spoken about Osama and the fact that someone said they can't wait for Black Coffee to play the song, bada bada ba, then I was like, but Black Coffee's not involved in the making of the song. And then I think we spoke about, is he going to play the song or not?
Yeah. Mm.
So when he tweeted, Osama, what a great song.
Yeah.
A lot of people, chillers, then said, tagged me that he's going to play the song. Like, hey, Saul, look, he's going to play the song. Hey, Saul, look, he's going to play the song. So he responded. He said on the phone, the only reason he responded was because he saw my name. You know what I mean? And he obviously knows me. He knows us, what we do, the podcast. So I was like, let's take it to Twitter. I just want to ask you more about, well, which one is this one?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because he then said in the tweet, when people started tagging me, he said, no, I won't play the song. I still prefer
the original. Yes.
Right? Mm. And then I asked him about that. So I was like, listen, let's just address it on Twitter. You know what I mean? Let me ask you on Twitter. And he was like, I was like, come on, please. Like, okay, cool. No worries. So I asked him, I'm like, yo, you tweeted that you won't play Osama because you prefer the original. And in that, that tweet came with a video.
Yeah.
Of Mano Mano by Suga. And yeah, the vocal melodies as a part. Na 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 na. That's it. Really, that sounds the vocal melody of that I just hummed now.
It sounds the same as
on Osama. You see. But then it changes, it goes, ooh.
Yeah.
Says to go to another level, man.
Yeah.
We all know it's a fucking killer song.
Yeah.
And then he responded, he's like, yeah. Cause I asked him, like, do you still stick by those words? He's like, yeah. My musical reputation is based on what I like.
Yeah.
It's also been like that, and not all songs that I like make it onto my set. However, my initial tweet still stands that Osama is a hot song. You know, then I was like, okay, it somewhat makes sense because you're a DJ.
Yeah.
Not all songs you like can make it onto your set.
100%.
Right? Yeah. And then I was like, but is there issue with you and Zake? Because like, since Love Lights Music, you guys have never worked on anything.
Zero.
And he was like, no, there's no conflict. We had our differences and both agreed not to have a working relationship anymore.
Woo! So personal? Is it non-existent?
Because I was like, is there beef? He said there's no conflict, but they agreed not to work with one another.
Because if you look at me and Len, we don't work together.
Yes, and I made that example.
We have a personal relationship.
Thank you. Yeah. Like, you guys stopped working together.
Yes.
But personally, you're still cool.
Yeah, I was with him this whole weekend.
You were with him this whole weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's still your friend.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But he didn't answer because professionally, definitely, there was conflict because you don't just decide to. I don't think. This is me speculating, and this is me. My logic tells me. You don't just stop working with someone. Like, if you had a co-host on radio and you're like, I'm never gonna work with this person, or me, for example, I'm never gonna work with Saul, something must have happened on this podcast for you to come to that conclusion, right? So personally, I do not know. Right? But then again, if they were personally cool, would he say, because on Twitter you don't need to answer everything, right? So would he say, I'm not gonna
play this song? What do you think, Oslid?
I just think there's something there. Clearly, like you guys even said, remember when you had that interview with Zakes? When you tried asking him about it, it just seemed like...
They were cool. Like,
not much conversation shared, you know.
He said
it's not like
cool.
They talk about each other as if, oh, we were hanging out last week, you know, I was chilling with them and we did this and that, you know.
Yes.
So and also something is up.
Yes. And also with music, it's a very... It's a different craft because it's very personal. Mm. So if you and I have a problem on the music, and not just the music is in the chords, but the business of the music, that's personal.
Yeah, yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
If I, as my publisher, or I'm signed to him or whatever, and he fucks me over, we can't have
which
a personal
probably
relationship. Yeah, he's got a record label. If he fucks me over, it's not gonna be just business. It's personal, bro. You know what I mean? If you fuck me up with my music, it's personal. You know, so I was like, hey, that is really sad, man. And then someone else on Twitter, because when Black Coffee had said that he'd rather play the original, one can deduce that he's saying the Osama is not that original.
Yeah.
It was taken from somewhere.
That's the thing.
Yes, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And so when another tweet had tweeted a song. Flip. Can I just find the song?
Yeah.
Let me find. So I asked him. I said, wait, man. There is a song that someone on Twitter here sent me, right?
Mm.
And then they sent a Ziggs performance from
the song
is called We Are Human. We Are Humans. The song is called We Are Humans. And it goes then they sent a video of Zex Bandwini performing one of his songs and he says right, so once again it's that similar thing. Then I posted that and I said, well, someone else tweeted these things to me. And then...
Sure, this sounds like a soap. It sounds like Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, it does. It sounds very dog, like very. So I asked him about these two songs. And then he said, we're all doing our best to support each other. They don't have a voice. These kids don't have a voice to cry out when such happens.
Mm.
I don't know what such is. But Blagov said... these kids don't have a voice to cry out when such happens. And I, unfortunately, can't keep quiet.
Mm.
Someone has something to say. When someone has something to say. This particular song, the one that they had sent before the other Zeg song.
Mm.
This particular song isn't even out yet. It's just been played by DJs exclusively. And now it's here. Meaning now I'm tweeting it, comparing it to another song. Right?
Mm.
Then he said, people got quite emotional the last time, so this time I'll let them judge.
Mm.
So Black Coffee said, when people...
Not a Black Coffee, Nat. I get it, you know him at a first name Nat, basis. Yeah. Nat.
So Nat... so Nat, he said, when... last time he mentioned that he'd rather play the original, people got worked up.
Yeah.
So this time around, he's going to keep quiet. He won't.
Man, fuck
anything.
All this bullshit. I'm over it. Aren't you over it, Ghost Lady?
Yeah,
like the song is lies.
Like
just give Zakes his flowers. He's rocking. It's probably Song of the Year. Who gives a fuck?
It is Song of the Year. Song
Who
is
gives
big
a
and
fuck,
it's beautiful,
man.
Bro.
Yeah.
Okay, and also, by the way, that Zakes song and the song that they both. Sample, or they were both the vocals are lifted from a Fela Kuti song.
Yeah, but who cares?
No, I'm explaining now.
But who cares? Who are you explaining to who?
Huh?
You explaining to who? Who cares? Do you guys care about this?
The chillers care.
Sure they do care. Well, it was trending.
They do.
Songs.
That's because they
timeline.
Did. Yes, the chillers care.
Gosh,
the musical chillers care. So the song is from a Fela Kuti. Song, but I'm in a minute now, money. So I could come up and go like, we had a podcast and we're here and make a song out of it, right?
Yeah.
It's all from the same source.
Yeah.
So I think no one will say, you put MacGyver because he's got a song that goes, and I've had a mini, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, man. So that was that. Just clarification on the whole thing. Personally, I'm still a fan of Osama. Like I said, it's gonna fucking take over literally the world. The song's not even out yet, and it's the most in-demand song ever. And man, shout out to the guys, man.
You know you can't talk shit about Black Coffee, though.
Yeah.
We're in the same WhatsApp group.
With who?
Have I ever spoken shit about Black Coffee, though?
No.
You know you can't say shit. My bad, the chillers already know that.
So you can't say shit about him anymore. Because we're trying to get him on, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I asked him, yo. So he was like, okay, ask me your last question. So I've given you this platform. Ask me, I've accepted this thing. Ask me the last question, anything. And I could have gone anywhere. And I was like, when are you going to come onto the podcast?
Yeah, I think he's going to come.
His response, can I pull that up quickly?
Yeah. I want to hear the response.
Whenever, actually you got him on WhatsApp now. Whenever he
said
up
it's all love. I'm not sure if I have the kind of content that you guys want for the show. But look, let me think about this one. I appreciate your time, Buti. Thank you. Thank you, Nati. Ila lebulel. So he's going to think about it. But I did send him a message on WhatsApp that, dude, it's not about controversy. Because when he says, I don't think I've got the content that you like, he thinks controversy, right? I'm like, it's not about that.
It's not about that.
Look at the treatment of the Zola interview. Mm. Look at the treatment of
Israel. You
know, Israel interview. Mm. The Zahara interview when it comes out. Yeah, we did touch on the controversial stuff. And I don't think someone drinking in their own time is controversial.
Yeah. Mm.
But we touched on it. And if she or he wants to engage it, you engage it. If you don't want to, you don't. But, I mean, with Black Coffee, similar to Zola, there's so many legendary things that they've done.
Yeah. Oh,
man. They've got stories for days.
The interviews,
he played at my 21st. Did I tell you guys?
You've told us a lot of times.
Oh, no. Before I and I were here, you've never said that story.
Yeah, he played at my 21st.
For real?
Yeah.
And you played
how did
much,
that happen?
How much did you pay him?
Zero.
Oh.
You didn't pay Black Coffee?
Uh-uh. Who the fuck is he?
I thought you're not gonna say anything bad about him. You see, people are gonna just take that part.
Yes, on the newspapers, make Jesus Black Coffee is a noble.
Yes,
right.
That's what's gonna trend now.
Thank you for raising that.
Yeah, he played about 21st. Tokyo Sky, bro. Tokyo Sky.
Tokyo Sky.
Yeah, man. Because we used to book him.
Gave him a ride.
He doesn't drink.
Oh.
But yeah, he used to play at all the Rock the Girls events. I remember we did one in Zanzu, and he had a gig in Pretoria that day, and he came at like 4 a.m. He rocked. It was the first time I heard Roko, Wide Awakening. I'm like, coffee, daughter. We're going to Spain.
Yeah, man. Wow, bro.
Yeah, man.
The fact that he could play for free. But going back, I told him that it's a celebratory. We can't have someone so legendary on the podcast and just want to ask about the electricity bill, Ugesi, all these things, dude. Nah. When the guy has done so much and has taken his life from here to there, you know what I mean? It's going to be a celebratory interview.
I'm saying now that you got him on WhatsApp, I guess you're going to see his stories. Yeah. You have to like all of them. Whatever he posts, me go. Yeah. Oh, this is fire talk. This
king.
Is dope.
My king. Don't know. I got my own way of doing things, man. It took you 10 years to get Zola here. So if I do that, it's gonna take Black Coffee 10 years to come here.
Did you WhatsApp OnlyFans as well? Because I see they made a U-turn.
Hey,
OnlyFans, bro, disgusting. Now they're no longer banning porn.
Wasn't it just a PR stunt, guys?
Oh,
for what though? But how is it gonna benefit them? Because. It leaves the content creators thinking you guys can ditch us at any moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
So PR stunt, it was not a PR stunt. They were seriously considering. They've made all these.
But they even had a timeline. Remember how they said even on that statement, starting from October. So that's not like a consideration.
Yeah.
Like apparently, it seemed like something that they were going to do. Which now, if you turn around within days, get PR stunt.
Mm, you did I think that just to something.
Trend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just to trend.
To trend, but there are content creators who are pissed because, like I said, there've been people. Look, if you are number one at anything, right? There will be people setting up shop to come for you and your spot. And OnlyFans was number one in content creation that is being streamed from porn stars and other people's homes directly to the public and they pay.
Yeah.
And Pornhub, X Videos, Spank Bang, and other platforms have created
Name
platforms.
Them all.
I could go on. Should I go on?
Yes.
Go on.
Yes, please.
Have created this platform. So if you know that that's what's up, it's like if other podcasts are coming for us, right? And we know that's what's up. And we're like, we're no longer going to swear now. We've got kids watching. We're going to change the content because we can't get advertisers and sponsors to hop on. So we're going to tone down on the content a bit. And then all these other podcasts who are coming start promoting themselves and we come back and say, no, we're kidding. It's a How does that benefit us?
We could play that stunt for a couple of days.
You
and
can't.
Then turn around.
You'll lose chillers. No.
Lose them how?
You lose them how? Because the content creators have now been saying, fuck OnlyFans, I'm here, guys. I've been here. OnlyFans was like, yo, I'm on X Videos. I'm here. I've been here.
Yeah.
Here's my link tree with all my links.
Okay.
Other porn stars were doing that.
Yes.
And they realized that, okay, people are going... And already they are branded as the porn site. Mm. They're not now going to get wholesome content all of a sudden. Because now you're thinking, you've got a client base, and your client base, 80% of them are there for porn.
Mm.
When you drop the porn, they're going to leave. You're going to start from scratch. But they've made billions from these porn stars.
But how many people got excited out of, let me just check before they close. So they signed up.
Ghosty, you can't explain it. In a business sense... They won't win because some of these people are going to leave. Some of these people who are content creators are going to leave.
So has Oli left, for instance?
I don't know.
Didn't.
I'm not. Okay.
Since you got on WhatsApp too,
WhatsApp is lit, dog.
I was subscribed, and I do have on WhatsApp. I did not ask her, but I was subscribed on her thing, and I didn't renew my subscription. My whole thing is...
Oh, she sends it to you now on WhatsApp. Hey?
Oh, wow.
Straight.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. My whole thing is...
first name basis.
Did you like it?
Me.
I missed. I didn't chow. I missed. Oh. So in Zulu, it's kejile kejile. Kejile kejile. I'm just waiting for her to drop another like sex tape. I will resubscribe to watch it.
Yeah,
I'm like that. Like I don't subscribe to OnlyFans that drop nudes or naked videos. Okay. It's silly, you know. I subscribe to those that drop like clips, proper content, and then I resubscribe.
Did you see the guy in DA? There's a guy in DA. He posted a porn video in their WhatsApp group.
Imagine.
Yeah, what's his name? What's
it
his story?
Like, it sounds like a move that's...
Wow!
You accidentally do that song.
Apparently, according to media reports, a gent by the name of George Joseph posted a porn video in the party's WhatsApp group. Kimberly DA male ward counselor. The woman in the DA protested, saying that the party must defend woman abuse and punish Joseph.
Woman abuse?
So what content did he like?
Wait, come on. Porn is not automatically woman abuse.
Yes.
We must get that thing straight. Because a lot of the scenes in porn portray two couples who are having sex and they are both
consensual.
Enjoying. It's consensual.
Yeah.
Then you go to the dark corners of porn where, you know, it's not made to look consensual and it's traumatic, like your ghetto gaggers and those things.
Ooh, which one's that?
Google ghetto gaggers.
Ghetto gaggers.
If you've got the stomach. Do you have the... You don't have the stomach for ghetto gaggers.
Wow,
ghetto
what do they gaggers. Do? What do they do?
Oh, gaggers ghetto. As in G-A. But I got 45 in English.
Oh, go on, Jay. There was a red circle around the English map.
With a note in a red pen, you can do better.
Ghetto.
Please improve.
Ghetto?
Yeah.
G-H-E-T-T-O?
I know it's spell ghetto.
Oh, yo.
The gaggers.
But I park town vendors, you know. Gaggers.
Yeah.
G-A?
G-G.
G-G-E-R-S.
Okay.
Not magege. There was a petty guy who used to stay in my neighborhood. He liked eating magege. I still don't know what that is.
What is magege?
I don't know. I know what to gag her.
Mashabela blocked the porn sites. You heard souls coming.
Oh! Yeah, if I was British, that's my name. Saul Cummings. Saul Cummings.
Seriously, you couldn't go through.
No, I did. Yo, extreme hardcore face fucking.
Pop, gosh.
Ebony hood rats, ghetto double penetration. Yo, no, this is too much.
Yeah, so that, see, but that content is very weird and racist.
How do you come across this?
Yo.
Come.
It's for the sake of just what?
Hey, this is tremendous.
Yeah, people come across this shit.
I didn't even want to click.
Yeah, that shit, people do come across it. Because they come to it and they're cross at themselves. Like, shit, what was I doing watching this nonsense? You see that? Now, if you go into those realms, yes. Mm. But the ladies in the DA, if the guy posted a normal porn scene, because I know females watch porn and you enjoy it.
They right? actually watch it more than we do.
Yes, the females watch porn. So you can't really assume porn just by hearing the term porn or seeing porn, that it's woman abuse. Unless it's porn designed like that, where women are being strangled and
what do you
that's
think
gross.
Is,
that's
what
disgusting.
Do you think as a woman goes
as a woman.
Mm.
About porn. Like if someone were to post a porn video in the
in
community.
In our group, WhatsApp group.
Oh yes. Okay, but that's normal. I like the video. I like the ghetto. What is it? Ghetto booty.
The one that I posted.
That was dope. That was dope.
Big.
Yes. Back. Like one guy smashing two girls, you know, from the back. And it was like, back, Kelly, back.
I
was like,
I am no more. No more.
By the way, that's because he's got a single out called Begeli Bag.
Yes. Because yeah. He was promoting his single. Begeli Bag. Begeli Bag.
So was it his video? He was releasing a video also. You
yeah.
Know?
Whoa.
Hey, but he might be a spy, eh?
A spy?
Because he's in Spare Knave's video. Have you seen? He's in the video.
Hey!
I think he was sent.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey, my man, are you?
Yeah.
A Duke of the Weekend. Under the Kings of the Weekend. Are you a Duke of the Weekend? Which one is this one?
Are you that's giving them tips then?
Yeah. Hey.
Are you doing their sound?
No, man. But you see, how would you feel if someone posted, would you feel like it's woman abuse if someone posted a normal porn as we know it, you know? Ah, baby, fuck me harder. Yeah. Normal porn.
Not
into
as abusive,
the community group.
Not as abusive, necessarily, but it's like, what content are we here for in the group?
That's
so it's
a valid
like also keeping
complaint.
It like, all right, dude, why are you sending this? This is the stuff that you should be sending yourself.
Disrespectful, inappropriate. Those
inappropriate
are the words.
Inappropriate because of the group.
Not abuse.
Yeah. Not necessarily abuse.
Yeah.
Unless it's some like extreme content. Maybe the gaggers, whatever, ghetto gaggers. Mm. Now that
oh,
could,
geez.
If someone saw that, they could feel like, why are you sending
yeah, definitely. That's abusive. Yeah.
What did they post in Spain News group?
At least no, tell us.
There's no group. I'm not in a group.
This
I
one.
Speak directly.
He's a spy. This
he's
guy.
A spy. Yeah. Hey, what do you tell
which
people about us?
This one? See,
I'm loyal to the podcast.
Right? He's loyal to the podcast.
He says
podcast.
He's loyal to the podcast.
Good man.
We appreciate the loyalty.
All right, Penduka, it is time to know your cash.
Let's know it.
Let's know
yes.
it.
Today we're talking about credit and debt management. Something that we are both terrible at. But
it's very important.
I'm working towards getting a good score.
Me too.
Yeah, what have you done?
Pay off some debts. That's the best way, right? Then you get the pair of letters, and then you tell the TransUnion or Experian. There's two like big credit unions, bureaus.
Bureaus.
You know, alert them and they boost it up.
Do you guys know the credit score, like the numbers?
I don't want to know mine. Mine is bad, like horribly bad.
No, I don't know also the numbers.
Yeah.
I've never actually.
Of course, her husband is the one who knows.
Yeah.
Because it's the husband. Credit score that's paying for the fridge, the car, the house, the cars, you know? Yeah.
So from 0 to 527, that's very poor.
From 528 to 602, that is poor. 603 until 649, that is fair. 650 until 669 is good. And 670 until 705 is excellent.
Wow. So 600 to 700 is where you should be.
Yeah.
I think now I'm at 650. I'm like good.
Oh, you're good then. Yeah. Oh, you never had problems.
Well done.
Nigga, you never had problems, like real problems. Like, you're good.
That's good.
Yeah, that 947 money was good.
947 money was excellent.
You had the 700 transfer.
Hey, nah, that's good.
Yeah. Let's call Nikki. Hey, Nikki.
Good day.
How are you, my leader?
Hey, Nikki.
Top
Nikki.
Of the food chain, McG and yourselves. And
top of the fucking food chain. How you doing, brother?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm excited. It was my birthday yesterday, so I'm exceptionally well.
Hey! Happy belated.
Happy belated, man.
Today we're talking about credit and debt management. What do you got to say about this?
Okay, maybe let's just define what a credit agreement is. So this is where one party will extend or advance another with money or goods and services, then the other party pays later. We will give you a car, but you pay monthly installments. So there'll be intervals, there'll be a contract between period A and period B, and when that period is done, you can either own it or maybe you might have finished or devoured the goods.
Yeah.
There's one called a fixed contract. Like I said, it's buying a car.
Mm.
And then there's another one which is revolving. Like when you buy clothes, you can always go fetch clothes today, go tomorrow until your limit is done. And then if you pay back, you can continuously take clothes like that. So it's a revolving one. Mm. So I always encourage people to also insure it, especially if you have a car, you know, because at the end of the day, if there's credit shortfall, you will be owing, you know, say the bank or the micro lender.
Yes.
So it is always wise to insure. And there's bad debt and there's good debt.
Mm.
You know, if you take a student loan, you are investing in yourself, you'll be economically active, you will be hired pretty soon, you'll be exposed to more education, like NSFAS. But if you were to take a student clothing account, and while you're a student, do you realize what you're doing? Now, you know you cannot afford your clothes. So by the time you start engaging with the workplace, you already owe people a whole lot of money just because you wanted to impress the Joneses. You know, yeah. So that's credit agreement, and I always encourage people that, you know, if you take debt, just make sure you manage it accordingly. There'll be terms and conditions on it. When I make you, they'll say every month on a certain day you pay a certain amount of money.
Yeah,
stick to that, and if you can't, just call them or communicate with them so that they can do your debt management accordingly. Then they know you are not in good financial terms. You know, COVID-19 has made many people lose their jobs.
Yeah,
but just communicate it. You know, when they call you with that 087 number,
the number we all ignore.
Hey, we all ignore that one.
Ghost lady, just answer that phone call and just explain to them, like, the situation is still the same.
Okay.
They will understand. But you know what? Some people are trained. You know how annoying they can be. They are trained to say, we are a company like this. We do this. And they read the script. By the time they finish, you're already bored because, you know, you won't even be able to pay them.
And so you're right, Nikki. I remember because when I got let go and I couldn't afford my bond anymore, I called SA Home Loan and I told them the situation, and they gave me 6 months grace.
Just for you talking to them?
Yeah.
So they said, your word just is bond.
One thing as well that we should be aware of is when it comes to debt, if you don't manage it properly, remember it affects your credit profile. So one day you might really, really now need credit. Probably have children.
Yeah,
you might sometimes want to apply for a home loan or a car. Now, all of a sudden you can't because, you know, you are already listed as a risky payer.
Mm.
Or for argument's sake, MACG might get a prime minus 1% in terms of the prepayment, But because now I didn't manage my debt properly, they might give me prime plus four. Mm. And you know what? Believe me, it takes a longer time to pay with the interest rate that's very higher.
Yeah. All right.
There you go. So that's in a nutshell the credit agreement and your debt management. So manage your debt properly when you go out there asking for credit. Don't let it be just credit for the sake of using the money that you do not have to impress the people that you don't care about.
And Nikki, yes, before you go, what's your credit score?
Now my credit score is in the 700. So
no wonder he's on top of the food chain.
Let's just tell them. So you've asked them, and they're always wondering why. What's the more it's closer to 800, the better. So let's say 800 is the higher one. So when you are down 500, 400, 300, just know we consider you as a bad debt.
Yeah, me and Saul are so screwed. We've subscribed to Credit Gaggers.
Credit.
But I'm sure now that we are a team, we will be able to sort it out in time. We will manage it, and we will manage to communicate to the credit providers. No. They'll understand. And before the end of the year, your scores will be a bit higher.
Yeah, after the Channel O deal, we can maneuver these challenges.
We're moving ahead, buddy.
Maneuver.
Ghost Lady's got a question before you go, Nikki.
Ghost Lady.
I just wanted to ask. So a lot of people have a trouble with their credit scores and sometimes having to follow up with the credit bureau. So what's the procedure? Do people have to, after you've paid off something, do you necessarily have to follow up in order for them to make changes, or what's the procedure?
Yeah.
Is there a certain timeline? What happens?
Good question.
Okay. So there are a couple of things. You can go about it the legal route, or you can go about it with the same company that you had asked for money from that you were owing.
Okay.
You probably have paid them fully. What they usually do, they write a letter to your ITC or Experian.
Oh. Those are the two companies. So you need to make sure that they
remove this person from. But just remember,
okay,
even if they remove your name from the risky credit pairs,
yeah.
If I see some, for argument's sake, if I was to ask for 1,000 rands from you, lady, you will say to me, Nikki, when are you going to pay me? How are you going to pay me?
Okay.
If I don't meet those terms, I don't care when our deal comes through with Channel O and now I get more money and then I come and ask for 1,000 rands, you'll still know me as a bad payer, even if I have money.
Okay, yes.
All right, Nikki, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, mate. Thanks, team.
All right, cool.
Nikki. Thank you, Nikki.
Remain at the top of the food chain.
Yeah, man. I know, Ghost Lady, you don't like talking about soccer, but fuck, what a week.
Oh, gosh.
What a week.
Can we
just talk about soccer for 5 minutes?
All right, you can go ahead.
It's paying nerves. Is it fun? Can we talk about soccer?
Would they approve?
Would they approve?
Yeah. Would they approve of us talking about Iwisa Spectacular?
Dog, when I heard that Ronaldo was going to go to Man City, dog, I almost cried, bro.
I saw you WhatsApp.
Almost cried. Like,
and
I couldn't believe
it,
bro.
He was baiting us. He baited us on some. He knew that.
The only fans did.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what exactly I was thinking.
Yes. Yeah. He's, like, fuck, his manager is a master at baiting. He's a fucking master baiter. Fucker. Wanker. Cunt. Master baiter. He literally, raised the conversation of Ronaldo going to Man City.
Yo.
And everybody knows he's a fucking Man United legend.
Yeah.
And then, boom, Man City. Because apparently Ronaldo got text. You know the Rio Ferdinands of this world.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably got a call from Sir Alex.
Yeah.
He's like, Man City, blah, blah. You can't hear what he says.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, nah, I can't. And he was like, nah, I'm never going to do it.
Yeah.
He was never going to do it. And then, sning, ning, boom, he's going to Man U.
And Pesitao is going to Al Ahly.
Pesitao is going to Al Ahly.
How much is he earning?
1.5 a month. Million.
Dollars.
Million. Rands.
Dollars.
Rands.
Rands.
The deal is like 18 to 20 million rands a season, which is like 1.58 a season, 1.5 a month.
Whew. That's a lot of money.
And he's look, I am full. A lot of people are like, why did he waste his career going back to Africa? But guys, the guy is already in England. And like I said before, we love Percy Tau. We support Percy Tau. But if he flopped in England, it's okay. Players do flop. Big players. England is not for everyone.
Yeah.
And right? Egypt has the mummies.
Egypt has got the mummies. They've got the mummies and you get paid. It's not a pyramid scheme.
You know?
You know? Get your shit. Huh? You got paid, dog. And so for me, I'm happy because he gets paid what he was sort of earning that side in the EPL. And also he gets playing time. That's what he wants because he's not getting any younger.
Yeah.
Because if it was another player, for the sake of, I want to stay in Europe, he could have gone any Championship League team was going to pay him, which is the second tier of in England. There's the EPL, Championship League One, League Two, National League, right? Any of those lower leagues could have paid him. I mean, Dean Foreman was playing for a team in one of those small leagues, right? But he decided, no, I want to play for a professional big football club and still get paid.
And it's so a short industry, man. It's a short career.
So it's a short career. Make your money, Percy.
Yeah.
Make your money, bro. And I'm happy that he's going to get regular. Because he could have gone back to Belgium. I know in Belgium there were some teams who wanted to sign him, but he was still out on loan from Brighton. And now they don't want to sign him anymore because those positions are filled. Right? So where can he go? Turkey? I mean, how many South African players we know, guys, play in Turkey, in Cyprus, all these silly-ass leagues in Europe, but they're not getting paid 1.5 million a month.
Yo, exactly.
So don't you think Peter just wanted someone who can talk Zulu with?
How?
Oh, Pedi Otswana, right?
Pedi Otswana, I'm sure. Which is a good thing. You know, you open doors for other people. You know, like bring your family in. Like, no bigs
up. Yes. Nah, man. Nah, come on. I think it's beyond that. I think he's played with, he's worked with Percy Tau. He's seen his work.
Yeah.
And loves his work.
Percy's good, man.
And I'm just glad that, they lost the league.
Oh, it did it.
Yeah, Zamalek won.
Oh, shit.
They lost by like 4 points.
Yeah.
Zamalek won. He's not fired, thank goodness. You know, he's got a season with Percy Tau because we all know how Al Ahly works. They can't pay you that kind of money and you lose.
Yeah.
So if he loses the league next season, Percy Tau might be left there alone.
Did you see Steven Pienaar got married over the weekend?
Oh, Steven Pienaar! Yeah!
A legend, yeah.
Yeah, he got married in Morocco, right?
Yeah.
He was in Morocco. What's that place?
So it's like a destination wedding.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Steven Pienaar. You know what I mean? That's why Oaks want to make that kind of money a month so he can retire and marry wherever and do as he please. Look at Benny. He's living, you know, he's a coach still, but Benny's. You see him in Hyde Park, Jan Smuts, driving with his Bentley. You know what I mean? And
did you see Benjamin Mendy? He's been accused of rape, bro.
Who is Benjamin Mendy?
He plays for Man City.
Plays for Man City, my team.
He's a French footballer.
Okay.
So he's like, fuck, man. He's done for.
What happened?
What did he do?
There's four ladies
who
have come out accusing him of rape.
Oh, guys, you see?
Yeah.
On different occasions?
Yeah.
Oh.
And one of the incidents, Jack Grealish was there, but he passed out.
Oh, Jacko, my boy! Yeah, so he didn't
That's
do
what
Jack.
I heard, allegedly. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's, well, lucky for him. It's good to love alcohol, you know, sometimes. Yeah.
But my thing is, Doc, you're Benjamin Mendy. Why are you raping?
Why do you have to do that? If that is so big, you guys know him.
Look,
all the way
he's massive. He's a big.
He's a huge player. Rape is rape. Right? Rape is rape. And I think it's one of those tricky situations, though. But it's still rape, and you shouldn't do it. If you're a big soccer star football player and girls are throwing themselves at you, sometimes that doesn't mean they want to fuck you. Sometimes they do, but not that night because, however, maybe she's feeling some kind of way or she's getting vibes. She likes you, but it doesn't mean you're entitled to fucking her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you shouldn't force yourself. Or sometimes maybe they may think, oh, just a French guy, whatever, and then they realize, oh, fuck, it's African, right? And no, I'm not ready. Then you pull back.
He's African. No, I'm not ready. What do you mean?
No, I mean like, you know, like, dog is Benjamin Mendy. Have you seen that nigga? The minging big African guy. You know, as much as he's French, he plays for France. And sometimes, and girls do that. Like, oh, aye.
Yeah.
Or, aye, painful. I'm not ready.
Yeah.
You know, you can start sex, initiate and have sex and penetrate a girl.
Yeah.
And she can decide to say stop. You need to stop.
You have to stop.
You have to.
You have to stop. Mm. You know what I mean? So
did you stop last week? Yeah, no.
Upeat upon an hour.
Sexual, right?
But some twine.
He didn't stop.
They didn't say stop. They didn't say stop, right? They said go deeper.
Yeah.
So we don't know the situation, but as soon as a female feels she was raped and it was uncomfortable and she had said stop or don't or let's not go there, then it's rape.
Mm.
And Benjamin should mend his ways.
Ish.
That's good.
Oh, are you calling spare nerves there? Why are you holding your phone?
How?
Calling spare nerves.
I'm going to share these jokes.
Share the joke, man.
Who says stop?
Give him the mic. Share the joke, man. Share the joke, man. Share the joke, man.
Who says stop between spare nerves? Is it consensual?
That's weak.
I think they just friend zone each other.
That's weak. Now I'm here in the strong end. You in the weak end. King of the weekend. Weak. Strong end, weekend. King of the strong end. King of the weekend.
Therefore, you belong with them.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
Nah, but on the real, man, Benjamin should mend his ways. Fuck yeah. That shit.
Yeah. Anything else? What happened in the streets, Kosley?
You got it, right? Yeah.
Guys, I turned on the Twitter streets like during the week. Mm. So what was trending is... So a lot of people have been going to the Maldives. Like, guys, I think the Maldives have been the cheapest vacation of lately.
Mm.
Everyone is there.
Mm.
So we saw... Now the people were like showing Lamy's whole worthy, right? And they're there with Kulishane, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So ex. But now
you didn't smash. He was hit with a 90 day rule. So you survived how many days? Survived 5 days. 10 days. 15 days, like fuck it. Okay, I'll try that. Dum 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 dum. Practice bag. Dum 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 dum.
And Lapo, you know which jersey you're wearing.
Oh yes, this is Coolies.
Oh, Flip, this is Coolies jersey you're wearing. Oh, Coolie Chan.
Yeah, because
so guys, so now they've been posting, right? Going, they were there like together.
I saw that.
And posting outfits every day. Now you don't see any.
They went on a photo shoot.
They went on a photo shoot, basically. They are there on a photo shoot. And it goes back to the whole topic of now people end up saying that they look bored already because it's like you're not taking advantage of what's there on holiday, you know, the water.
Savor.
Well, you know, just enjoy the everything that's around you. But I need to declare that they were born, they are not very water, they can't swim or they are really not going to be seen inside the sea or wherever. Mm. So it's like, why would people go on these vacations? Not to dictate what people do with their money.
Yeah.
But it's like, then we could have a warehouse somewhere, start a business, like just erect backdrops and people that go, they take photos and it's like...
Because that's what it looked like.
That's what it just looks like.
Yeah.
You know, this is a space where, like, it's like saying you're going to the Alps for a ski trip. And then we figure out when we build this snowman and you take a picture because you can't ski. Like, you need to go full force.
You have to, bro.
Yeah. You know, so I'm like, what's up with this culture of, like,
it's
with
for
us?
For the gram.
For the gram. And I think we're taking it so far because we just are trying to outdo each other. Because just because, okay, some people can afford to go to Cape Town. Like, okay, I'm going to go take a picture in Maldives. So now it's like, gatle. What's the vacation for?
Are you there for yourself or there for us?
For us.
Are you there to enjoy, have fun, have loads of sex, and traveling and adventure.
Switch off your phone, just, number one, yeah. number also. Mm.
And even if you do take pictures, because let's be honest, I mean, our parents, you know, used to go to like Jamestown Lake, the zoo, and take pictures.
Of course.
But they would keep the... Let's be honest now. Let's not lie as if no one takes pictures at these places, right? Our parents would go to Jamestown Lake, go to the zoo in Pretoria, and take pictures. And we look at these things in our home albums, right? Like, so taking pictures is not a problem.
It's not a problem.
You know, you don't need to share everything with us.
Yeah.
But if you want to, it's okay. So where then do you draw the fine line that these are just pictures they're keeping for memorabilia, and they're also searching, sharing these pictures, and in the meantime, they're having genuine fun.
Mm. With no way of telling. The same spots, just different outfits.
But that's the thing. You're right, because it was literally, because Maldives, a lot of...
And plus, like, there's not much to do there. Yeah, yes.
Yes, it's a small island, tiny island. Yeah. So a lot of the chalets, or what do you call them, bungalows or whatever, they are literally by the water.
By the water.
Right, yeah. And that's all the way. Like, the pictures are either indoors, in their room, or by the water.
By the water.
Yeah, true though. But you said there's nothing much to do.
There's nothing.
What if inland there's nothing at all?
Yeah, inland there's nothing. Then there's water activities, which now I think sometimes is people, sometimes we just don't want to get inside the water. That's another issue. Mm.
So do people really have an issue with Kuli and Lemise sharing their experience? And maybe it's internalized. People feel some kind of way and they need to find something negative to say about whatever they're sharing. Because I feel like there's people sitting at home, not in South Africa. Some haven't even gone out of South Africa before.
Mm.
And you're finding this negative thing to say about these people having their fun. Mm. Because fact is, when you do go out to a different place, we all take pictures.
Yes.
Me, I will just post one. That's just me, right? I'll take a million that I will keep on my phone, like our parents did in their photo albums, you know what I mean, of the zoo.
Mm.
So what is it? Is it because you've internalized it and been like, ah, whatever, why is it just one background? Why is it just... What if they don't want to share that?
I don't think it's that deep.
You know what? I've seen other
people. No, I think people want to mourn.
No, yes, there is that element of people being want to mourn. I get it.
Yeah.
But then there's also, because I see other, let's say, people who've gone there and like Anelim Dot. I saw pictures
she was there last week.
But you see, if you look at her pictures, this is someone who's on holiday. For me, that I see someone who's on holiday and I'm more in like,
I want to go there. I get it now.
You are in water. I see you. You are, you take a picture, you costume, you're selling.
You are saying that as opposed to Anelim Dodd's photos, Abo Kuli looked like it was just like prepared photo shoots.
Exactly.
It wasn't natural, fun. Oh, no, I get it now. No. Like photo album pictures.
Exactly. Photo shoots.
I get it.
If they could afford a camera guy who's there with them, okay, then there's a camera. Or they're just asking.
Did they take a camera guy?
No, I don't know.
Was it a photo cred?
I know.
Were they photo creds?
Blackie is in Maldives.
Ha!
Blackie!
Blackie! Yeah, I want Blackie. Yeah. He's in Maldives.
Yeah,
Blackie. You lie! Hey,
Blackie's in the Maldives.
Yes.
Oh.
He's taking the pictures.
Yes.
Zabu Kuli. Hey. What kind of vacation is that?
So by three.
Hey.
Hey.
Swara, boy, I can see where you're going. Swara. Yeah, Swara.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
sure.
Wow.
That's nice.
Anyway, anything else?
Wow, man. That's fascinating.
Anything else that you saw?
Nah.
Nothing
just
else?
Just life.
Penduka?
Shit, dog. I read some depressing shit. You know, like I'm a parent to a daughter and some absurd shit.
Mm.
Stats SA dropped a stat. Mm. Apparently... Not apparently, it's a fact.
Yeah, that's what Status A does. They drop stats.
Oh, true.
They,
right,
stop, exactly. They drop facts.
Yeah, look at they yourself. Drop facts. Hey. Look at you. Yeah. The guy got 46 in his matric for English. Now you're defining stats.
You know and to facts. Me.
Status A, man. Ha ha ha. with a red circle around his English, 33%. Yo, stats, dog.
What did MacGyver get for maths? Which subjects do you have to get, like, do you have to do in order to be so factual on the stats?
Me. Dude. The thing is, what I want to talk about is not funny, right?
And it's not.
What I want to talk about is not funny, man.
It's not, it's because real. I know something.
It's some real shit.
Yeah.
Pressing shit. It's actually laughing about
it.
Dude.
Guys, do you know these stats? What they exposed, guys?
No, bro.
Let's go.
Gauteng, man. Like, the kids are having sex, dog. You know?
Yeah.
The stats are saying the kids are not having sex.
Yeah.
Like, over 20,000 fucking teenage pregnancies. Kids are having sex. Less than 1,000, almost 1,000 kids are like between the ages of 10 and 14 are giving birth.
Yeah, most of these Gauteng. Kids, yeah, that are actually coming are from literally kids between the ages of
that's
10 and 14.
Up. When I was 14, okay, we know we had my mom problem with repeating grade 1.
Yes.
I was in grade 7.
Yeah.
And I was a virgin, like virgin.
Mm.
Like, I was not thinking about sex, but apparently kids are having sex.
They are, wow. Man.
So you can give birth at 10 years.
10.
That's, yeah. 10. Well, I guess once you've started your period,
when
did you start your periods?
I think I was about 12-ish. Mm. 12, yeah.
For real?
When I started my period.
Because you know.
But I've heard of 10. Kids that start earlier. You know, it's earlier, yes. 10, 11. You know, so it's that.
I remember when we were recording Zahara. So Zahara, before she performs, like when she's like feeling anxious and nervous, mm-hmm. she gets a period.
Oh.
And then Saul's like, bloody hell.
Zahara featuring Red Barton.
Ah.
On a song. Coming soon to screens near you.
Maybe it's just a hormonal thing. If she's anxious, she gets her period.
I've never
heard of that before, but yeah.
But there's a cool campaign that I need to speak about.
Oh,
it's called
it?
Shout It Now SA.
Oh,
have you guys heard about that?
I've heard of it.
I've never heard of it. Yeah. I know shout, like, then again, but it's not that, right?
No, it's not that.
Okay, no, cool. No.
It's a campaign for 20 to 24-year-old young women. This is strictly for the ladies.
20 to 24?
Yeah, 20
to 24.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Let me read this live read here. I hope my mom, I make my mom proud. You know how she is with the live reads.
Oh.
Make her proud, bro.
It's a live right. read?
Make yeah. her proud. Here your go, mom, here man. Go. Make her proud.
Shout It Now SA is currently running a special campaign dedicated to help you. Yes, the females, the ladies out there between 20 to 24-year-old to help empower you with the necessities you need to live your best life.
Oh, nice.
You can sign up for the Mugel. Get your life pack.
Oh, Mugel.
Directly from Shout It Out Now Bus for free. Mahala.
Oh, okay.
The package includes a free relationship counseling and advice, which is crucial.
Beautiful. That is so beautiful.
Free non-judgmental sexual health services.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yay.
Guidance on protecting yourself from emotional and physical abuse and much more.
Nice.
That's what the...
You see, these are the kind of campaigns that should be out there. Like, yeah. Honestly. To help women. I think at this rate, they should also extend to... kids youngest
here. Yeah, I think 20, like, this should go younger.
Yeah. Mm.
Because the problem
younger.
Starts there a lot
exactly.
of times, right?
Let me
I
call
mean, girls
Tundeka.
Who are 18, 16, 15, 14, 11 are still in school.
Yeah.
And the boys think they're fucking smart. So, yeah, definitely.
Let me call Tundeka. She's a agent from Shout It Out Now.
Oh, dope. Oh. I want to, like, ask her if they can go younger.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
I want to ask if they can go younger because 20s...
Is tomorrow it's still Women's Month, no?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, still Women's
it's
Month,
still
bro.
Women's Month,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, this is needed.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Tundeka, how are you?
Tundeka!
Hi!
Hey!
How
are you guys?
We
good!
Great, man. Welcome to Podcast and Chill. Ghost Lady's here, Soul is here, I am here.
Hi.
We want to know, man, what is Shout It Out Now SA all about?
Basically, Shadow Now SA is the next girl's best friend. Basically, we're an organization that aims to equip young women with every tool that they might need to go through life, knowing how to use condoms properly, knowing how to say no, knowing when to give consent when it comes to and all about all those stuff.
We were talking before we called you. We noticed you guys specifically focus on 20 to 24 year olds. Is there any chance we could take it lower because, you know, 10 year olds are having kids now, especially in Gauteng?
Exactly. Like, I mean, in the last like year, almost 1,000 kids between the ages of 10 and 14 girls have been giving birth. So can't you just take it younger? Because I think those 10 year olds, sadly as it is, who are in grade, what is it? Grade 5?
I'm glad that you guys actually asked that question, because we do work with younger kids. But for the main campaign that we are running now, we are focused on the 20 to 24 year olds. But we also do service young girls from the age of 15. So we do also service those young girls. We're not giving them out at all.
That's
it's just
good.
That this main campaign that
this
we are
campaign,
pushing now
is
specifically for the 20 to 24 year olds.
And what kind of packages do you guys offer?
So basically, we empower these young girls because, you know, Mjolo wanye sakamo, and with Mjolo, a lot of things come with Mjolo. So basically, we empower them how to live their best lives and also have programs for them how to manage their relationships in a healthy way, because sometimes you find these young girls are in toxic relationships, but they don't know what to do or how to get out because they don't have the knowledge of how to take control of situations when they do come across them. We also give them guidance when it comes to sexual health, because anything related to sex, I feel that young women want to talk about it, but because from a younger age, we as women have not been given a platform to be comfortable with our sexuality. So we are that big sister that they can come to and have a sexual talk without being judged.
And where and how can young people or young women sign up if they're interested in this?
The great thing about us is that we are within the Gasis. Like, we work with, we work at Ekurhuleni, Tshwane, and in the Northwest. So our mobile buses are always around those hoods. Oh. So basically what they can do, they can hit us up on WhatsApp to book an appointment or just to find out where the bus is. I'd actually like them to take out their phones or pen and paper to write this number down, because when they send a WhatsApp, they don't need to like use their airtime and everything. Just sending a WhatsApp, they will get a call back from us and we'll just give them all the information that they need. The number is 087-135-8989. I'm going to repeat that number again. It's 087-135-8989. And the great thing about this campaign that we're running for the 20 to 24-year-olds is that when they sign up for any of the program, automatically they enter into a competition where they could win a 1,500 Rand pampering voucher.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So Momo Gaelic must go out there and get their life packed, because they stand a chance of actually winning that.
Nice.
Wow, Tandeka, thank you so much. This is so dope, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice having a chance to actually reach out to them, especially through your podcast, because I know it's very famous and a lot of people don't want to talk about such things. It's conversations that they have on their own, but nobody actually wants to bring it on a platform until stats are out to say, no, we have this group of kids getting pregnant, we have this group of kids contracting HIV, or we have this group of kids. So we are just trying to do something about it before it becomes a whole big issue.
And when are you running a campaign for war, Ghost Lady? Because she's 35 to 40, ne?
Ah.
Yes.
Yo, you just advised me.
Qualified to vaccinate you.
No, maybe. I qualify to counsel
if
the girls.
At that age, me and Ghost Lady don't qualify. We don't qualify because I'm in my 30s.
But I could help with the counseling as well.
The 30th of August, and it ends on the 27th of September.
All right, Tandeka, thank you so much.
Can she repeat the numbers?
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Can you repeat the number one more time?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the number one more time. The number is 087-135-8989.
Fantastic. So yeah, make sure you follow shoutitnow_SA on Instagram to get details on how and where you can sign up for free. Mahala! And stand a chance to win a pampering voucher of your choice to the value of 1,500 rands. Take back control with Shout It Out Now. It's time to choose you. My mom would be happy, ne?
This is a proper voiceover. Proper live read. But I'm following them. I see. Shout out now. We offer free HIV testing, GBV counseling, PrEP, and life skills program. You guys know what PrEP is.
That is so
right?
good. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
You know PrEP, right?
I do know a PrEP.
What's PrEP?
It's a
pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Yes.
It means it's the one you take.
Take mm-hmm.
pills,
before.
Uh-huh. And then you can have sex with people without a condom and you're not going to get HIV.
For real?
Yeah.
Such a thing exists?
Yeah. So if I go, let's say I go to Aksamil and I get carried away and then I remove the condom, I can take PEP, which is post-exposure. So I've been exposed to the danger. I take the pill for like 30 days. But pre-exposure is the one you take before.
Before.
Mm. After like 9 days, it forms a layer around and then you can rock.
Who needs rock?
But it's not 100% safe, but it's 99 point something percent safe.
Ooh.
So PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis, PEP post-exposure prophylaxis.
Mm-hmm.
So they offer that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would spare knaves be happy about that leverage?
Hey, leave me alone.
Which one do they use?
Do they even have PrEP?
Oh! You have PrEP for the show? PrEP is important in radio. Yeah. Anyone will tell you. PrEP is what you need.
Because you don't know what you're going to be exposed to.
So we had recorded the show, Nikos lady.
Yeah.
I'm fucking tired.
We all are.
I wanted to go home.
Yeah.
Saul is like, you gotta listen to Donda. Yes. We have to talk about Donda.
That's
why we shoot on Sundays.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
That's because chillers are gonna say, yeah, you shoot on Saturdays, Donda dropped on Sunday. You didn't say nothing about it. And you can't say anything about it the following week because it's old news.
Yeah, but you're acting like Zakes dropped or someone relevant.
Kanye is not relevant?
Fuck, man.
Oh, no, he is.
Kanye, the greatest producer, or one of the greatest producers in hip-hop and artists of our generations, of our time, mesh with Yeezy every fucking day, and it wouldn't have happened without Kanye West.
I feel like the past 5 years we've been talking more about what he does.
What he did.
Not music. We haven't been talking about
but
music.
But that makes him relevant, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it does.
And it all originates from what he did in the at first. Him making shoes and all these things is as a result of his origins, which is music.
Mm.
So the day he does drop music, it means a lot. It's like if you are this legendary podcaster, but everybody else knows you from music. It's like
Joe Budden.
Thank you. I was about to say, if he drops an album, it matters because he's Joe Budden. He's in our ears every
day. Do you really care about the Donda album?
I actually do care. You know what? The thing is, Kanye West is a creative.
Yes.
He's a brilliant creative.
Magician.
He's a magician.
The seed is music.
And the thing is, if you've actually watched Kanye's career,
yeah.
I followed him. I'm obsessed about Kanye West.
Mm.
Even in the times when he started fashion,
mm.
you actually look at his wife.
Mm.
The time when actually Kim, well, ex-wife now, when Kim perfected her fashion, it was through who? Kanye West. So that guy is like just magnificent his own. He crossed over to gospel and did amazing. So as much as we can all hate on and say, hey, Kanye, but everything Kanye drops is just amazing.
And Kim may not be an ex-wife because like in the the previous listening session, she was there. In covered up in a wife, what do they call that thing? Is that a cloak? What is it? Yeah, like she was there and they were like getting remarried again, and that's what happened in the previous.
So we listened to how many tracks did we listen to now?
I don't know. I think like seven. You guys were annoyed. You weren't impressed.
No, we were already impressed.
Because I wasn't.
You weren't impressed from the seven songs you heard.
No.
Oh.
I wasn't. The hardest song was the last one. Is it Praise Jesus? Is it Praise?
It's Pray to God, I think.
Pray to God. There was Harry. We listened to Hurricane.
Praise God. Praise
and then
God.
Praise God afterwards.
With Travis Scott. Right? That was nice.
I Praise God. I feel like it's.
I love Jesus is King.
3 years late. You know, I feel like it's just. 808 bays and boom, boom, black Lamborghini, mercy, your chick is she so thirsty, or whatever that song is. I was expecting Kanye, man, and I think I've been expecting Kanye for too long that I must let go of Kanye. You know, the what's it, college dropout Kanye, late registration Kanye. I feel like I must let go of that Kanye because he's never coming back. Now we're stuck with a Kanye without soul, bass and drum. Like literally, not the genre, but literally hearing just bass and drum is not music in my term. It's not Kanye, boom, 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 and some mumble rap. It's not music.
You don't have Kanye on WhatsApp?
No, I don't have Kanye. I've got Kunye.
Oh, because you have who?
Kunye. I've got Shimza. He's Kunye. I don't know Kanye. I've got Kunye.
So you're not impressed with the album?
No, guys, it dropped 30 minutes ago. We've only listened to like half the album. Let's be honest. Dropped 30 minutes ago. We record on Sunday. I've listened to the half. I'm not impressed with the half. Let me go home, take it home, listen, umpago, and listen to it, and then I can judge the whole album.
You, Ghost Lady?
The way I'm just so obsessed with Kanye, I'm already loving it, and I just want to consume more and more and more.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
From what the few I've listened, like, it just reminds me of Kanye.
I want to hear now, which one is the song with Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson. It's a Jesus. It's some weird. I saw the track title. Obviously, it's been out for a while. It's some track titled after Jesus or some holy ish. With
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Yeah, that's the one I love.
The weirdest shit ever. Yeah. Marilyn Manson on a song called
Jesus is Lord.
Times have changed.
You know?
Do you know Marilyn Manson took out his ribs so he can give himself a blowjob?
He took. Wait, so how were his ribs preventing him from getting a blowjob?
Because you can't. So without the ribs, then you can give yourself a blowjob.
Oh,
so you can probably bend over properly.
I see.
What did it mean that just whoever that another person did they suck that much that he decided I need to do this shit myself?
That's crazy.
Damn it.
You know what they say? If you know what they say? What's that saying? If you can't do it, better do it yourself type thing.
Oh, yeah. If you want to get it done perfectly, do it yourself, right?
Wow.
That is...
Are you thinking about it? So I can see he's thinking about it.
No, I've heard of a porn star.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Like,
like I've heard porn stars who can do that, you know, because they're so well endowed that they're able to...
Yeah, you've got a big dick. Long dick.
You big guitar.
Guitar.
Why Zahara? Then you'll understand.
Yeah, if you love guitar, you can
okay.
You can give yourself a blow.
I shall wait for Zahara.
Definitely.
Here's a line that I liked. He said, I talk to God every day. Okay. That's my bestie. They're playing soccer in my backyard. I think I see Messi.
Ooh, mercy. Yeah. Mercy.
Yeah.
Ooh, and where is that line
Lamborghini
from?
Lamborghini mercy.
I don't know. I just so typed thirsty. Donda and it came up.
Wow, that's a good line. Every day.
No, you typed. So it's not like you were listening and heard this beautiful line.
No.
Okay.
Let me not even lie.
Okay.
It's not your type.
I think I'm over hip hop, to be honest, eh? I think I've outgrown hip hop, bro.
Now you haven't outgrown hip hop. Hip hop is beautiful, bro.
Hip hop is beautiful.
Like hip hop is, dude.
The last time I listened to a Kanye West, which really slapped, was Father Stretch My Hands.
Father Stretch My Hands.
That one.
Which one is that one?
You don't know that one?
From which album?
You must listen to it.
Let me play it quickly.
Play it.
Can you give me a thing? Let me play it quickly. You'll mesh.
You
take
don't
the
know
side
so.
Because it'll.
It'll fuck with copyright. The copyrights and the money and the advertising and everything. But for the sake of me here,
it's not like we need the money.
Cheers.
Oh!
Which one is this one? Which one is this one?
Channel of boys.
No, sorry. That is the
Yes, Father, stretch my hands. Oh, this is beautiful. It sounds to me like this should have been a Chance the Rapper song. You see? You heard the track.
That's no, that's Kanye. Yeah, yeah.
That's the last track that's left.
Chord,
the
last pianos. Track.
Yeah.
That's what I like hearing. Chords.
You gave up too fast.
Piano chords. Music.
I just want to feel liberated.
Gong, gong.
Beautiful model.
Eva Fox, this model. She just bleached her asshole.
Oh, my asshole. Say asshole. No, man, that's Kanye, bro.
Yeah, so there isn't a song I listened on Donda that made me feel like
but
that.
But remember, so we far. Only didn't listen to all the tracks.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So far.
So we'll listen and we'll talk about it next week, ne?
Yeah, but he's dropped the album. It's out. It dropped on Sunday, like midday around. And
afternoon.
Yeah, man, we've just heard like half of the album.
Mm.
I'll listen to the whole album.
Mm.
Maybe not. If it's shit, I will stop on the 13th track.
Mm.
But it's Kanye, dog.
Mm.
But so far, I don't find what I like in the album.
What did you think, Ned? Noah's a big fan of Kanye.
Oh, Noah, you're a big fan.
Come.
No, he says Drake is better than Kanye.
No.
Who said Drake?
Oh,
the smash.
Oh, the smash.
Oh.
No.
Grab a mic then. Grab a mic then.
Are you a big fan of Kanye, Noah?
Yeah.
Okay, then grab the mic.
Yeah.
They almost started fighting with Mesh.
What did you think?
The album.
Mm.
So far, I think I'm like Usol. I haven't heard all the songs.
Mm.
I've been hearing the snippets here and there, like the one that he featured Travis Scott. I just heard like the full version.
Mm.
Well, it's a good song, but I don't think it's how it was when it was played as a snippet.
Would you play the album
at the parties?
Would you play
parties?
The album in Carltonville while banging rear? Is it that good?
From the rear.
From the rear.
While banging it from the rear.
Thank you for the mic, Neil.
Okay, he's having none of it.
Yeah.
He's gone. He doesn't want. He's back to his director's seat. He's having none of it. Nah, but I feel like the album is. Hey, well, let's finish listening to the full thing, because I feel like it's outdated.
Okay.
Shout out to our Paralympians. So we got like one gold medal at the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Our Paralympians, we got Paralympians Ntando Mahlangu, the dude broke the world record for the long jump,
yeah,
and got a gold. Shout out to him.
Nice.
And then there's another lady. What's her name? Veyers, yeah, something Veyers. Shout out
to
her. But Ntando Mahlangu.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I just hope Ntando gets like deals, like Oscar Pistorius and Anthony DeToy. They've got like so many endorsement deals after breaking world records and doing so well. And shout out to these guys, man, because our Olympians, the able-bodied guys, only managed that one gold.
Mm.
You know what I mean? These guys are already on two golds. So shout out to the Paralympians. I think they deserve a shout, man.
Yeah, I was reading an article, bro. I think they might have found a cure for Corona.
For real?
In Lesotho.
Yeah. In Lesotho?
Yeah.
Within our borders.
Yes.
For real.
I read an article. Let me find the article for you.
Whoa, dope, man.
Reports revealed that a PhD student from the National University of Lesotho, together with a traditional healer, also a graduate from the institution, has been researching indigenous plants and species with the aim of finding the cure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they say the same thing about Madagascar? Wasn't it Madagascar or something?
In the beginning.
In the beginning, yeah. Exactly.
They had a plant or something.
But the problem is we all know what's going to happen. They're going to take it up to the World Health Organization, and then won't want to recognize it, whatever, because it's from Africa. People are saying about the Madagascar thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd like to try that out, see if it works.
Look.
It's not delicious.
If it's made from whatever it's made from, it definitely won't kill me, right? And I'd try that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And alternative medicine, guys. You know, it's always good. Like, just find some natural products you can find, like from the earth, that can heal us.
Exactly.
Instead of, you know, things that
instead
are just... Instead of what? No.
You said instead of.
No, I'm just saying laboratory like stuff that is just.
But we take laboratory stuff.
Yeah, we take them.
Daily.
But
the
I'm just like, I love.
And
else. Yeah. Hence, I'm for it. I'm just saying, like, it's always nice to hear of alternative.
Yes,
like people
definitely.
Going through doing research and just going for the alternative.
Oh yes, I agree.
You're
with
giving
that.
Me that like that's
what? No, I'm listening. Like,
she's back. No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something before we leave. Yeah. So you've been.
Are we leaving already? What time is it?
Yeah, we got about 10 minutes left.
Oh,
so
shit.
Before you've gone on to the Maldives, right?
Okay. Yes.
Long trip, you come back.
Uh-huh.
Whether you took pictures or not for your photo album, we don't know. But let's just see. You went on a long trip, you come back. Your mother's there. Your daughter's there.
They are where? When I come back?
Yeah, when you're coming back.
Or they arrive. They are there now waiting there. For me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your mother's there.
Okay.
Your daughter's there.
Okay.
Your sister's there. Your wife is there. Who do you hug first?
My daughter.
Nah.
My daughter.
Nah.
Hug my daughter first.
Because generally the kid was going to run the fastest. To you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter.
Yeah, that's not
my,
our.
My mother.
It's not our head planned in my head.
Anyway.
It's not our head.
You wanted some controversy.
No, my daughter, bro. My child. You saying what?
This is not how I'd planned out in my head.
How did you plan out in your head?
I thought you were gonna go like, oh, that's tough.
Okay, play that part. Do it. Action, so action.
What's up, bro? The one who looks like me out of all of them. She's my baby. She came out of like, come out of me, but she's from me. She's my child, man.
Your wife's not gonna get mad.
No, she can't get mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if she was coming from. Why would I come from Maldives without my wife?
Ooh.
Why would I be meeting? Oh, nah. Like, if it was the other. Okay, wait. So I was at the Maldives with my wife, right? I'm not coming back and she's at the airport. Still, even if. It, like, because if I was waiting for her and she hugged her child first, I would understand. Fully.
It's you go slay.
You know what? I see where you're going with this thing. Because obviously when you get into a relationship, like yes, your mom at some point was your most favorite thing on earth. But now when you have a wife, your mother just must step back, right? And allow the wife to come and it's okay that you hug the wife first.
But once we have a child.
Once we have a child, it becomes the child first.
So you're hugging the child as well?
Yes.
I'm you're hugging yourself.
Yeah,
but
even
that's what I'm saying. Probably he would have even ran like the fastest to me to give me
that's
a hug.
Baby,
and then
man.
The next would be my husband, and then you know it's my dad, and then my brother. You know, it's becoming just in that general order.
Okay, let me come up with another one. Let me come up with.
We're gonna put in a side chick in there, right? Like there's a side chick. Then there's a.
Okay, if someone proposed to you in public,
okay,
right. Would you rather they tell you no in front of everyone or later?
Wait.
So they say yes.
They propose to me, I'm proposing to them.
You're proposing to them.
Oh. In public. Of course, dog. It's simple, though.
Yeah.
Would they rather tell me?
Would you rather they tell you no in front of everyone or later? Like
obviously.
In the car?
Oh, what's obvious?
No one wants to get embarrassed.
Oh.
So that's weak. Because obviously, if it's a no, you want it in private. If it's a yes, you want it in public.
Yeah, would you rather, they're going to say no. So would you rather they tell you in public in front of everyone or later in the car? So
obviously in the car. But my thing is, how are they going to then, if they mean no, how is it going to be?
So they'll say yes just to save your face.
Yes.
In front of the people.
Or rather they say no in the car.
In the car.
So they must say
yes. Because people have taken out their phones, whooped out their phones.
Yeah.
You know, I remember a guy proposed at Tashes in Roseburg. I was like, why would you propose at Tashes in Roseburg? Right? I took out a phone and I recorded it.
KFC,
I didn't post it.
Remember KFC now?
It was just weird. Mm. Like, why would you? Yeah, but I understand. It's people's experiences,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
If I've been there for the 50th time, it's someone's first time.
Mm-hmm.
So that I get. At that point, back then, it was 5 years ago, I was like, why? But now I understand. But still, I would say yes in public and no in private. Because people have already taken pictures and they are sharing them. Or videos of me being told no. Now
but
I'm
then everyone's going to be like, ow, you are getting married. What happened?
No one will say that.
Then
it's easier for me in the queue in the bank if someone says, hey, aren't you the guy who was getting married? I'm like, no, he said no in the car. It's fine. can I do my deposit now? It's cool, right? It's easier like that. As opposed to getting fucking embarrassed in public. It's easier when I'm like, Antoana. No, she said no in the car. In private, right? It's one-on-one. There's nothing. I'm proud of it. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
As opposed to being public.
Yeah.
When they see you like, nah, no, I'm a fumanga guy.
And then how many people as well who've been engaged, like they were proposed to or proposed, and then 5 years later, they're still not married, you know, or 10 years later.
Mm.
So it can just be a lingering thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Because after you say yes, no one is pressuring you.
Thank like, you, to exactly.
Shakapela or what's going on. Well, yeah.
As opposed to like, hey, you said no.
How?
They said
I saw all this stuff on TikTok. Do you don't like
TikTok?
No, I saw the stuff on TikTok.
So what other questions do you have?
You saw the stuff on TikTok?
Yeah.
These questions.
Okay, yeah, and?
These questions. You do like it?
Oh! Yeah. Well, the first one was weak. The whole, who would you hug first?
But yeah.
This one also is a bit weak because no one wants to be embarrassed in public, bro. No one. Mm. So no, I didn't like them.
No, it's fine. Give them to spit knaves.
Oh, you give... No. They belong in the weak end. This is the strong end of things. Did you guys see that there's a couple in Jamaica? I like what they did.
What
so this couple in Jamaica got married.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? So you know with marriages and weddings, you send out invites for people.
Yes.
Because you've got the catering person that you are answering to. You've got the decor people.
Uh-huh.
DJ, okay, fair enough also. And people RSVP.
Mm.
So this couple, what they did, to everyone who did not RSVP, they sent an invoice.
What?
Of like $160 or $80.
Yeah.
Because the catering person charges you per head.
Mm.
And they cook. The deco person charges you per seat.
Mm.
Because they need to make out the tables. There's fancy things. Sometimes there's gifts. Mm. You know, gift bags.
It's
expensive to organize a wedding. Mm. If you don't show up for a wedding, you must pay up for a wedding.
Shit.
So that couple was like, pay.
Because
we had catered for you in our budget.
Yeah.
And our money is gone.
Because
let's say it's your wedding, right? And there's a Grandeur bottle at every
table
for every couple, right?
Mm.
And then one couple doesn't show up. And let's say Grandeur is not owned by you,
but
you've paid for the Grandeur bottle, right?
Yeah.
They need to pay. It only makes sense.
How many people didn't come to your wedding?
Actually, I remember the day before I had to add like another table because the numbers were going up.
You know,
because of, you see now, people like RSVPing late. Like, I think, and that's now, with us, will that work, Matt?
That's another issue.
Because you know the problem with our people.
Where are you going to get 10 more Grandeur bottles for the 10 more couples who didn't RSVP?
I literally had a table the day
before. And the Grandeur guy said, 2 days before, I need to know the number of bottles I'm bringing. You bring 20 bottles because there's 20 couples there or 20 people, 50 people. Cool. What about the extra 30 who come? How are you going to now cater for them? With these bottles, people must have manners.
You have to make a plan, but I'm for that though. Like, if you can just invoice people who don't pitch, do
done.
Now, when are we going to Carltonville?
Oh, yeah, dog. To Ria.
We need a wedding.
To re up.
For the this is the Rio. Rio. It's the Rio. It's the Rio.
Who do you think is going to get married first between Warp, Mesh, Tato? Tato, Mesh, Neo. Oh, Blackie is in Maldives already. Yeah.
Ah, Blackie is already in the honeymoon.
Yeah, he's my honeymoon phase.
He's in the honeymoon
Neo, definitely.
Right
now. Neo's going to get married first, ne?
I think so, I think man. Neo unless Rhea leaves. And she's gone, and Neo's got gonorrhea. Gonorrhea! Rio! The Rio!
Oh shit.
I hope I'm a party gonorrhea, man.
I also seen Aya also getting married soon.
Aya's
yes,
a rock star. He's
Aya.
A fuck boy, this one.
Aya's a pretty boy. I don't know if people have seen Aya. He just needs to choose a wife.
Yeah.
That's it. Just pick a wife.
No, I believe Aya's gonna get married. Aya's always concerned about I need to go see my woman.
Aya's concerned about seeing his woman?
Yeah.
And concerned about money.
He's got a lot
like,
which
Aya's,
no,
Aya,
no.
And money.
Aya's always telling me it's like
two
I'm like,
things.
Oh, Aya, that is so nice. He'll be like, I got it from my woman. You know?
For
you can
real?
See it's got it's like he just wants that comfort. Of a woman.
That's
I'm
it.
Like, you know
and
what?
His bag.
Yeah.
So he's a
and
perfect husband guy.
Yes.
He loves his woman and loves his bag.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Aya's bag like bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wouldn't do stab people in the back for the bag, but he believes in dedication and hard work and his woman.
Yeah. That's it.
Mara, they're gonna rock his wife because he's got like 10 million jobs this way.
Hey, he's just married. You also married to your job.
Yeah.
You
know?
Also, bro.
You know?
Yeah. Robert.
That take out exclusive.
Yeah. All right, man. We are here. I gotta make some announcements. Dog, what's happening with the merch, bro? You've not been asking Saul for merch the whole year.
Merch.
Yeah.
Me okay. Too. I've been
after
waiting
the show,
for a cap.
Talk to me what you want.
I've been.
No, no, no. Let's
I've
talk been. Here. You didn't oh. tell let's me talk
what,
here.
What?
No,
bro,
I
said, tell me what.
I said
what?
Print everything for me, and I'll
oh,
pay.
Oh yeah, you pay.
Yes.
Okay, you'll get your merch this week, guys. Next week, Mac will be wearing some nice stuff, right? Courtesy of me.
I gotta fucking wear chukulichana.
I didn't say wear that.
And you're not even in Maldives.
Yeah, you know.
I didn't say that, dog. I didn't say that.
You've also wanted merch.
Yes, did I wanted a hat.
You wanted a hat.
You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me.
I've been asked.
So. You didn't say that.
Even I know the crew has been asking.
Okay, guys. Yeah. Well, he got his. You got a T-shirt, which you wore at the other interview. I'm like, how? Why are you wearing tattoos things? Alright, okay. No problem. You know, I'm here, guys. Don't worry.
But when Chelle, no, bro. We gotta wear merch.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Then I'll hook you up with them nice stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got? You got hats now? Because we're going to spring now. What do you got?
Spring? Yeah, we've got hats now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got T-shirts now. We've got nice things.
We've had T-shirts.
No, we've got nice things.
Are they
things,
new
man.
And improved?
Like, check out the website. We're currently migrating a payment system to another payment system. So people have been WhatsApping me saying they've got problems with how should they pay. But we've got nice stuff. We've got these hats. We've got beanies. We've got hoodies. We've got the golfers. An assortment, a plethora of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must start doing watches. Should you do watches?
Ooh, must do watches, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, we definitely should do watches.
Yeah.
I'm a timer now after all.
Right? So fuck. Watch the space.
Watch the space. From the two timers. Wouldn't two time you though. Got your back. Watch the space.
Oh man, we are here. Podcast and chill. Ghost lady. Good.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. You Pinduka.
Go.
Tanko.
Tanko.
Ah, yeah. Double tanko.
For the weekend.
For the weekend.
For the weekend. Yo, what's happening? Thank you so much, Chillers, for the continued support. Always remember, make sure you subscribe and you like. And also, if you like, you can become a subscriber. And yeah. Yo, what is happening? Shout out for your continued support on Podcast and Chill. Make sure you subscribe and like. They subscribe and they like. Right? Oh, that one. All right. Yo, what's happening? Shout out to... Nah, fuck. Let's go again. Me then. To paint me. Yo, what is happening? Shout out. Thank you guys so much for the support. And always remember to subscribe and like. And you can also become a member and subscribe to Patreon and, you know, throw the coins a bit. All right. Peace. Love you though so much. Last one? Yeah. Yo, thank you guys so much for your fucking continued support. Please remember to subscribe, like, and do all those things. Become a member, a patron if you want to bless us a bit and, you know, throw the coins that make them dance on the podcast. Peace. Love you so much.